brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, March 13, 2026. A Bishop Fenwick student is facing murder charges, and a fire has destroyed a home in Newbury. Afternoon clouds, breezy, low 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8.09 p.m. WFXT-TV is reporting that a Bishop Fenwick High School student arrested in connection with the random killing of a woman in her Danvers home on Thursday afternoon is slated to face a judge today. Anthony DeMaio, an 18-year-old Lynn native and a senior at Bishop Fenwick in Peabody, is slated to be arraigned Friday at Salem District Court on a charge of murder, according to Essex District Attorney Paul Tucker. Officers responding to a 911 call for a person with a knife in the area of Standish Road in Lynn encountered a person carrying a knife which had a reddish-brown stain consistent with blood. A subsequent search of DeMaio's Lynn home, the gathering of additional information and available technology, led investigators to 17 Amherst Street in Danvers, where Massachusetts State Police detectives and Danvers officers found 68-year-old Janet Swallow, a longtime resident of the town, dead from wounds consistent with a homicide. And WCVB-TV is reporting that in Newbury, a family of four escaped an overnight fire that heavily damaged their home. Unfortunately, two pets are presumed dead. Firefighters arrived on Fruit Street in Newbury just before 1 a.m. to find a building and four vehicles, including a golf cart, ignited in flames. The house is a complete loss. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Bobby Grady's reporting in the Gloucester Times, the first look at the proposed fiscal 2027 budget for Gloucester schools puts the cost of running the district at $56.5 million, an increase of 4.2% from this year. Superintendent Ben Lummis presented the proposal at the school committee's Wednesday night meeting. He said every budget is mostly salaries and benefits, but the rise in next year's proposal is being driven by rising special education costs and contractually obligated health insurance and wage increases. Fiscal 2027 begins July 1, 2026. And itemlive.com reports that at Thursday's Lynn School Committee meeting, Superintendent Molly Cohen once again presented the FY27 budget, proposing a 53-position reduction to balance the budget shaped by rising costs and declining enrollment. Cohen said the district has to build a very conservative budget due to rising costs and declining enrollment, forcing leaders to examine every aspect of the system to prioritize people and classroom practice. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, five North Shore High School basketball teams shoot for state titles this weekend. All games will be played at the Sangha Center in Lowell. Tonight in Division II, St. Mary's girls take on Medfield at 6:15, followed by the St. Mary's boys against Masconomet at 8. Tomorrow in Division IV, the Georgetown boys meet Wareham at 2 p.m., later tomorrow, the Salem boys in Division III take on Hanover at 6 p.m. And on Sunday in Division III, the Bishop Fenwick girls play Pittsfield at 4 p.m. In college sports, the Endicott College men's basketball team continues play tonight in the NCAA Division III tournament. The Gulls play at Illinois Wesleyan at 6:30. The Endicott women's hockey team opens play in the NCAA D3 tournament tomorrow at 4 when they play at Hamline University in Minnesota. In college baseball this week, Endicott beat Salem 8-3. In the pros, the Bruins lost 4-2 to the Sharks last night. Celtics fell to the Thunder 104-102. Both teams are off tonight. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.